The next patient is Kenneth Mills. The last name is M-I-L-L-S. Mills. This is a clinical case of an 82-year-old white male that is following in the practice because of CKD stage 3B. The patient had a hydronephrosis that was obstruction. The patient had a nephrostomy, and this nephrostomy tube is being changed by Dr. Benny, B-E-N-N-I-E, every 2 months. The patient at the same time has a Foley catheter, and he has a history of prostate cancer and some pathology is also present in the urinary bladder. The patient is followed by Dr. Onishi, O-N-Y-S-H-I, the urologist, and this catheter, the Foley catheter, is changed every month period. The patient had a urinary tract infection. He was prescribed Bactrim by the APRM, and however, taking into consideration the kidney disease that he has, we changed to a Levaquin 500 milligrams daily on daily basis for 6 days. The laboratory workup was done in November of the 2022 in the comprehensive metabolic profile. The serum creatinine is 1.3, and the GFR was up to 53 mLs per minute, which is remarkable. The protein creatinine ratio is 800, that is similar to the prior determinations. Period. From the nephrology point of view, the patient is in a stable condition and we will continue the follow-up. Number two, the patient has pancytopenia that is under evaluation by Dr. Ahmed, A-H-M-E-D, like in Delta. Tomorrow the patient is going to have a bone marrow biopsy. Following number, the patient has iron deficiency. He has been taking iron. The hemoglobin went up to 8.8. He follows at the Florida Cancer Center, where they give him the administration of Procrit. Following number, type 2 diabetes mellitus that has been under control. The hemoglobin A1C in November was 6.3%. Following number, arterial hypertension. The blood pressure reading today 123/52 with a body weight of 208 pounds. The patient is 6'1". The patient is encouraged to continue with the regime that he's following at the present time. Following number, the patient has a bladder cancer. Initially, was seen at the Moffitt Cancer Center. Apparently, they said that he was going to succumb to the disease soon, but the CT scan that was done that by the Florida Cancer Center failed to show dissemination. We are going to reevaluate this case in 4 months with laboratory workup. We invested 8 minutes reviewing the lab, 15 minutes face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation.